Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 407. Justification, use of physical force in defense of premises.
A. A person or his agent in lawful possession or control of premises is justified in threatening to use deadly physical force, or in threatening or using physical force against another, when and to the extent that a reasonable person would believe it immediately necessary to prevent or terminate the commission, or attempted commission of a criminal trespass by the other person in or upon the premises.
B. A person may use deadly physical force under subsection A, only in the defense of himself or third persons as described in sections 13.
C. In this section, premises means any real property and any structure, movable or immovable, permanent or temporary, adapted for both human residence and lodging whether occupied or not. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 407, provides an explanation of the justification and use of physical force in defense of premises in the state of Arizona. Let's delve into the details and provide examples to illustrate the provisions.
According to subsection A, a person who is lawfully in possession or control of premises, property, or their agent is justified in threatening to use deadly physical force or using physical force against another person if a reasonable person would believe it is immediately necessary to prevent or stop the commission or attempted commission of a criminal trespass on the premises.
Example 1, if an individual sees someone trying to forcefully enter their fenced backyard without permission, they may verbally warn the intruder that they will use physical force to stop them from trespassing. Example 2, if a property owner encounters a person attempting to break into their vacation cabin, they may physically intervene by using force to remove the intruder and prevent the criminal trespass. Subsection B specifies that the use of deadly physical force, as outlined in subsection A, is only permitted for the defense of oneself or third persons, as described in sections 405 and 406. These sections define the principles of self-defense and defense of others in Arizona law. Example 3, if a property owner is confronted by an armed intruder while on their premises, and has reason to believe that the intruder intends to cause serious bodily harm or death, they may use deadly physical force to defend themselves or others present. Example 4, a caretaker of a vacation rental property encounters a trespasser who becomes violent and threatens harm to the occupants. The caretaker may use physical force, including deadly force, to protect the guests from harm. In this section, premises is defined as any real property, land, and any structure, whether movable or immovable, permanent or temporary, that is designed or adapted for human residence and lodging, regardless of whether it is currently occupied or not. This section, along with others, is often referred to when discussing the Castle Doctrine. Example 5, if an owner of a vacant lot notices someone attempting to set up an unauthorized campsite, they have the right to use physical force to remove the trespasser and protect their property. Example 6, a homeowner encounters a person trying to forcibly enter their motor home parked in their driveway. The homeowner can use physical force to prevent the trespasser from gaining access to their mobile premises. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 407, allows a person or their agent who is lawfully in possession or control of premises to threaten or use physical force, including deadly force if necessary, to prevent or stop a criminal trespass on their property. The level of force used must be reasonable and immediately necessary to prevent the trespass. This provision also permits the use of deadly physical force in defense of oneself or others, as defined in the relevant sections of Arizona law.